Good morning, my dear friends, and welcome to morning prayer on this Sunday morning, the 20th of July. And it is good to welcome you here because our prayers this morning are the traditional office of Lourdes, which we dedicate today for all the victims and families of the Malaysian air disaster this week. And we also pray for an end to violence in the Middle East. So we light this light in recognition of God's amazing abundance to each one of us, especially for this new day. And we begin our prayer with the prologue of our brother and sister Essenes of Mount Sinai. We enter the eternal and infinite garden with reverence to the heavenly Father, Mother God, the earthly Mother and all the great Masters, and reverence to the holy, pure and saving teaching, and reverence to the brotherhood and sisterhood of the elect. And Sunday morning, we commune with the angel of earth, saying, Angel of earth, enter my generative organs and regenerate my whole body. As you say this, you contemplate the life-generating soil and the growing grass, feeling the currents of the angel of earth, transforming his sexual energy into regenerative forces. And now we begin the office of Lourdes. Let us rejoice in the Lord with songs, let us praise him. O God, come to my aid, O Lord, make haste and help me. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And our hymn this morning, Come, O Creator Spirit, come, and make within our hearts your home. To us your grace eternal give, who of your breathing move and live. Our senses with your light inflame, our hearts to heavenly love reclaim. Our body's poor infirmity, with strength perpetual fortify. Our earthly foe afar repel, grant us henceforth in peace to dwell. And so to us with you for guide, no ill shall come, no harm betide. May we by you the Father, Mother learn, and know the Son, and you discern, who are of both and thus adore in perfect faith forevermore. And our first antiphon, in the morning, Lord, you fill us with your love. And now we read Psalm 89. O Lord, you have been our refuge from generation to the next. Before the mountains were born or the earth or the world brought forth, you are God without beginning or end. You turn men back into dust and say, Go back, sons of men. To your eyes 1,000 years are like yesterday come and gone, no more than a watch in the night. You sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers, by evening it withers and fades. So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face. All our days pass away in your anger. Our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years, or 80 for those who are strong. And most of these are emptiness and pain. They pass swiftly and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury? Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants. In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exult and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction, for the years when we knew misfortune. Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of your hands. Give success to the work of our hands. Let us together pray the Gloria. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the morning, Lord, you fill us with your love. And the second antiphon, let the praise of the Lord resound from the ends of the earth. And now we have a canticle reading from the prophet Isaiah. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise to the end of the earth. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the coastlands and their inhabitants. Let the desert and its cities lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar inhabits. Let the inhabitants of Selah sing for joy. Let them shout from the tops of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise to the coastlands. The Lord goes forth like a mighty man, like a man of war. He stirs up his fury. He cries out. He shouts aloud. He shows himself mighty against his foes. For a long time I have held my peace. I have kept still and restrained myself. Now I will cry out like a woman in travail. I will gasp and pant. I will lay waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbiage. I will turn the rivers into islands and dry up their pools. And I will lead the blind in a way that they know not. In paths that they have not known, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. And now we pray the Gloria together. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let the praise of the Lord resound from the ends of the earth. And the third antiphon, praise the name of the Lord, you who stand in the house of the Lord. And now we read Psalm 134. Praise the name of the Lord, praise him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a psalm to his name, for he is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, and Israel for his own possession. For I know that the Lord is great, that our Lord is high above all gods, and the Lord does whatever he wills in heaven, on earth, and in the seas. He summons clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce its rain. From his treasuries he sends forth the wind. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders he worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. Nations in their greatness he struck, and kings in their splendor he slew. Sion, king of the Amorites, and Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He let Israel inherit their land, on his people their land he bestowed. And now we pray the Gloria. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord. And now we come to a short reading from the Apostle Jude. Remember that our fathers were put to the test to prove their love of God. Remember how our father Abraham was tested and became the friend of God after many trials and tribulations. The same was true of Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and all those who met with God's favor. They remained steadfast in the face of tribulations of every kind. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And the short responsory this morning: rejoice in the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts. Rejoice in the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts. Sing to him a new song. Rejoice in the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God. Rejoice in the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts. And the Benedictus Antiphon for Sunday, week 16 of Ordinary Time, reads, Jesus saw the great multitude, and he was moved to compassion for them, because they were like a flock of sheep without a shepherd. And now, my dear brothers and sisters, I invite you to join me for the beautiful Benedictus, the Canticle of Zechariah. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people, and he has redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, in the house of David his servant, as he promised through his prophets from of old, a Savior who would free us from our sin, from the hands of all our enemies. Excuse me. From the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is revealed, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham, our father, to grant us that free from fear and saved from the hands of our enemies, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. And as for you, little child, you shall become a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go before the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through the forgiveness of their sin and the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high, and he will give light to those who sit in darkness and those who dwell in the shadow of death, he will guide them to the way of peace. Let us now pray the Gloria. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And now we repeat the Benedictus Antiphon. Jesus saw the great multitude, and he was moved to compassion for them, because they were like a flock of sheep with no shepherd. And now, my dear friends, we come to our morning intercessions, where we remember each other's intentions. Almighty Father, Mother God, the heaven cannot hold your greatness. Yet through your Son we have learned to say, Father, Mother God, may your kingdom come. We praise you as your children. May your name be kept holy in the hearts of all mankind. Response, Father, Mother God, may your kingdom come. Help us to live in the hope of heaven today. Make us ready to do your will on earth. Response, Father, Mother God, may your kingdom come. Give us this day the courage to forgive others as you forgive us our trespass. Response, Father, Mother God, may your kingdom come. Father, Mother God, be with us in all our trials. Do not allow us to fall away from you. Response, Father, Mother God, may your kingdom come. And now we pray for your intentions who are here, though I may not know many of you by name, but the Father, Mother God who created you knows you as a beloved child of God. And if anything is troubling you, just sit quietly, name it, bless it, release it to God. And being ever mindful of the gift of mindfulness, we share gratitude from our heart to God. I would like to pray this morning for an end to violence in the Middle East, especially for a peace agreement between Gaza and Israel. I pray especially for the tragic Malaysian air disaster this week from Amsterdam, where so many lost their lives needlessly, and where many families and communities are bereft, trying to come to terms with this act of violence by man's inhumanity to man. Father, Mother God, forgive us, your children, for the dreadful things we do in your name. I pray for all our religious leaders. I pray especially for His Holiness the Dalai Lama and our Holy Father Pope Francis. I pray for my brothers and sisters of the Teo community of St. Francis, that the Spirit of God will come upon them again today and fill them with renewed vigor, and that they will know that they are loved. I pray today with Sister Miriam for all souls present here for prayers, for the people lost on the plane and their loved ones. We pray today for the Franklara Abbey of Peace and Compassion, thanking Almighty God for honoring His promise to the world, providing that special place where we, the brothers and sisters of St. Francis, can embrace all faiths and reunite the children of God in love. I pray this morning for Linda and Brian, and especially for Linda's mom, sister, and daughter. I pray for healing there. And I remember those who are alone and who are vulnerable, those who are sick in mind, body, and spirit, and those who feel alone and adrift in this world, and not forgetting all the refugees escaping their own country because of fear of death. And yes, we pray for our dear Winston, who's beginning to make some progress to the insulin being administered twice daily. And yes, we pray for Clemmy and Poppy, who have been missing him. And thank you for your prayers, Miriam. Let us now gather in the name of love, because we are children of love. Let us pray the prayer that Jesus gave us. Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God, in whom is heaven. The hallowing of your name echo through the universe, the way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world, your heavenly will be done by all created beings. Your commonwealth of peace and freedom, sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trials too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray the closing prayer for the office of laws. Be gracious, Lord, to us who serve you, and in your kindness, increase your gifts of grace within us, so that fervent in faith, hope, and love, we may be ever on the watch and persevere in doing what you command. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And that, my dear friends, brings us to the end of morning prayer for this Sunday morning, the 20th of July. I wish you a pleasant sleep, dear Miriam in New Zealand, and I wish all those here a peaceful day. Namaste, shalom, inshallah, paxet bonum. Om Shanti, Solo di Caritas, Salam Alaikum, and may the peace of your God reawaken the divine spark within you and honor your heart and listen to that still voice calling you to the beloved. Amen.